The Tipping Point. By Malcolm Gladwell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell is a book about how small changes can have a big impact. It looks at the science behind why certain ideas, products, and behaviors become popular and spread quickly. The book examines three key elements that contribute to this phenomenon: the law of the few, the stickiness factor, and the power of context. Gladwell begins by introducing his concept of the tipping point, the moment when an idea or product reaches critical mass and becomes widely accepted. He then explains how this process works using examples from history, sociology, psychology, epidemiology, the study of disease transmission, marketing campaigns, and other fields. He argues that there are three main factors that influence whether something will reach its tipping point. The first factor is what he calls the law of the few. A few people with special skills or connections can make all the difference in spreading an idea or product. These people are known as connectors, people who know lots of different people, mavens, experts on particular topics, and salesmen, people who are good at persuading others. The second factor is stickiness, how memorable an idea or product is once it has been encountered. This includes things like catchy slogans or jingles for advertising campaigns, stories told in movies, books with interesting characters, etc. Finally, Gladwell discusses the power of context, how our environment affects our behavior without us even realizing it. For example, he talks about how graffiti was reduced dramatically in New York City after they changed their policy towards punishing offenders. In conclusion, The Tipping Point provides readers with insight into why some ideas take off while others don't. By understanding these three key elements, the law of the few, stickiness factor, and power of context, we can better understand why certain trends become popular while others fade away. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of context. The Tipping Point suggests that small changes in the environment can have a large impact on behavior. This idea suggests that the context of a situation can be more influential than the individual in determining behavior. Main idea number 2. The law of the few. Gladwell argues that certain people, known as connectors, mavens, and salesmen, are more influential than others in spreading ideas and information. These people are essential to the success of any idea or product. Main idea number 3. The stickiness factor. Gladwell suggests that certain ideas and products are more successful than others because they are more sticky or memorable. He argues that the success of an idea or product is determined by how well it is communicated and remembered. Main idea number 4. The power of word of mouth. Gladwell argues that word of mouth is the most powerful form of communication and is essential to the success of any idea or product. Main idea number 5. The power of small changes. Gladwell suggests that small changes can have a large impact on behavior. He argues that small changes in the environment can lead to large changes in behavior. Main idea number 6. The power of contagion. Gladwell argues that ideas and products can spread like a virus, with small changes in the environment leading to large changes in behavior. Main idea number 7. The power of networks. Gladwell suggests that networks of people are essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that networks of people can spread ideas and products more quickly and effectively than any other form of communication. Main idea number 8. The power of contextual cues. Gladwell argues that contextual cues, such as the environment or the people around us, can influence our behavior. He suggests that small changes in the environment can lead to large changes in behavior. Main idea number 9. The power of simplicity. Gladwell suggests that ideas and products should be simple and easy to understand in order to be successful. He argues that simplicity is essential to the success of any idea or product. Main idea number 10. The power of emotion. Gladwell argues that emotion is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that ideas and products should evoke strong emotions in order to be successful. Main idea number 11. The power of trust. Gladwell suggests that trust is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if they trust the source. Main idea number 12. The power of authority. Gladwell suggests that authority is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if it is endorsed by an authority figure. Main idea number 13. The power of uniqueness. Gladwell suggests that ideas and products should be unique in order to be successful. He argues that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if it is different from anything else. Main idea number 14. The power of storytelling. Gladwell suggests that storytelling is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that stories can be used to communicate ideas and products more effectively. Main idea number 15. The power of advertising. Gladwell suggests that advertising is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that advertising can be used to spread ideas and products more quickly and effectively. Main idea number 16. The power of social proof. Gladwell suggests that social proof is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if it is endorsed by others. Main idea number 17. The power of timing. Gladwell suggests that timing is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that ideas and products should be released at the right time in order to be successful. Main idea number 18. The power of environment. Gladwell suggests that the environment is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that the environment can influence people's behavior and should be taken into account when releasing an idea or product. Main idea number 19. The power of persuasion. Gladwell suggests that persuasion is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that people should be persuaded to accept an idea or product in order for it to be successful. Main idea number 20. The power of change. Gladwell suggests that change is essential to the success of any idea or product. He argues that ideas and products should be constantly evolving in order to remain successful. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The power of context suggests that small changes in the environment can have a large impact on behavior. This idea is based on the concept that context, or the surrounding circumstances and conditions, are more influential than individual characteristics when it comes to determining how people act. For example, if an area has high crime rates, this could lead to increased fear among residents, which may cause them to be less likely to leave their homes at night or take part in activities outside of their home. Gladwell argues that these contextual factors can create tipping points where small changes can result in dramatic shifts in behavior. He uses examples such as New York City's subway system and its efforts to reduce crime by changing the physical environment through improved lighting and graffiti removal. These seemingly minor adjustments had a major effect on reducing criminal activity. The power of context also applies beyond physical environments. It can be used to explain why certain ideas become popular or why some products become successful while others fail. Gladwell explains how word-of-mouth marketing campaigns rely heavily on context, the right message being delivered at just the right time, to achieve success. Main idea number 2. The law of the few, as outlined by Malcolm Gladwell in his book The Tipping Point, states that certain people are more influential than others when it comes to spreading ideas and information. These people are known as connectors, mavens, and salesmen. Connectors are those who have a wide network of contacts and can easily spread an idea or product to many different people. Mavens are knowledgeable experts who can provide valuable insight into a product or idea and help make it successful. Finally, salesmen are persuasive individuals who can convince others to buy into an idea or product. Gladwell argues that these three types of people play a crucial role in the success of any given idea or product. Without them, ideas would not be able to reach their full potential because they wouldn't be able to spread far enough for enough people to become aware of them. By understanding how these three types of influencers work together, marketers can better target their campaigns and ensure that their products reach the right audience. Main idea number 3. The stickiness factor is an idea proposed by Malcolm Gladwell in his book The Tipping Point. According to Gladwell, certain ideas and products are more successful than others because they have a higher stickiness factor, that is, they are more memorable and easier to communicate. He argues that the success of an idea or product depends on how well it can be communicated and remembered. Gladwell suggests that for something to become popular, it must first capture people's attention. It needs to stand out from the crowd and be easily understood so that people will remember it. To do this, he recommends using simple language, vivid imagery, stories, or analogies which make the concept easy to understand. He also believes that repetition plays a key role in making something sticky. If you repeat your message often enough, then people will start to remember it better. Finally, he suggests creating emotional connections with your audience as this helps them form stronger memories of what you're saying. Main idea number 4. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that word of mouth is the most powerful form of communication and is essential to the success of any idea or product. He explains that when an idea or product reaches a certain level of popularity, it can become contagious and spread rapidly through society. This phenomenon is known as the tipping point, when something goes from being unknown to becoming widely accepted in a short period of time. Gladwell believes that word-of-mouth marketing has been around since ancient times but has only recently been recognized as a powerful tool for businesses. He states that people are more likely to trust information they receive from friends and family than from traditional advertising campaigns. Furthermore, he suggests that companies should focus on creating products or services with strong appeal so they can benefit from positive word-of-mouth recommendations. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of understanding how ideas spread in order to maximize their potential reach. He claims that by studying how ideas move through networks, marketers can identify key influencers who have the power to make or break an idea's success. By targeting these influential individuals, companies can increase their chances of achieving widespread acceptance for their products. Main idea number 5. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that small changes can have a large impact on behavior. He suggests that by making small adjustments to the environment, we can create big shifts in how people act and think. For example, he cites the case of New York City's crime rate dropping dramatically after minor changes were made to public spaces such as parks and subway stations. Gladwell also explains that these small changes don't necessarily need to be physical or tangible, they could also be psychological or emotional. He gives the example of an advertising campaign for a new product which was successful because it tapped into existing emotions rather than trying to create new ones. The power of small changes is something that has been studied extensively in psychology and sociology. It is often referred to as the butterfly effect, meaning that even tiny actions can have far-reaching consequences. This concept has been used in many different contexts, from marketing campaigns to social movements. Main idea number 6. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that ideas and products can spread like a virus. He calls this phenomenon the power of contagion, which is based on the idea that small changes in the environment can lead to large changes in behavior. According to Gladwell, these tipping points are reached when an idea or product reaches a critical mass of people who then become advocates for it and help it spread further. Gladwell explains how certain conditions must be met for an idea or product to reach its tipping point. These include having a few influential people advocating for it, creating an atmosphere where people feel comfortable talking about it openly, and making sure there is enough information available so that potential adopters understand what they're getting into. Once these conditions are met, he believes that ideas and products can quickly gain traction as more and more people become aware of them. The power of contagion has been demonstrated time and again throughout history, with various movements gaining momentum due to their ability to capture public attention. From political revolutions to fashion trends, Gladwell's theory provides insight into why some things catch on while others don't. Main idea number 7. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that networks of people are essential to the success of any idea or product. He explains that networks can spread ideas and products more quickly and effectively than any other form of communication because they allow for a greater reach. Networks also provide an opportunity for feedback from those who have experienced the product or idea firsthand, allowing it to be improved upon before being released into the wider world. Gladwell further suggests that networks can help create tipping points in which an idea or product suddenly becomes popular due to its rapid spread through a network. This is often seen with viral videos on social media platforms such as YouTube, where one video will become incredibly popular within days due to its wide reach across multiple networks. The power of networks is undeniable, however, Gladwell cautions against relying too heavily on them. He warns that if an idea or product does not have enough substance behind it, then it may fail despite having been widely shared throughout a network. Main idea number 8. Gladwell argues that contextual cues, such as the environment or the people around us, can have a powerful influence on our behavior. He suggests that small changes in the environment can lead to large changes in behavior. For example, he cites research showing how changing the lighting and music in a bar can dramatically alter how much alcohol is consumed by patrons. Similarly, he discusses how subtle differences in language used by teachers can affect student performance. Gladwell also points out that context affects our decisions even when we are unaware of it. He gives an example of two groups of students who were asked to solve a problem but given different instructions. One group was told to work quickly while the other was told to take their time and think carefully about their answer. The results showed that those who were instructed to work quickly performed better than those who were told to take their time. The power of contextual cues is an important concept for understanding human behavior and decision-making processes. By recognizing these influences, we can make more informed choices and create environments where positive behaviors are encouraged. Main idea number 9. The power of simplicity is an idea that Malcolm Gladwell explores in his book The Tipping Point. He argues that ideas and products should be simple and easy to understand if they are to be successful. Simplicity, he suggests, is essential for any idea or product to reach its full potential. Gladwell believes that the most effective ideas are those which can be easily understood by a wide range of people. He also argues that complex concepts often fail because they require too much effort from the audience to comprehend them fully. By keeping things simple, however, it becomes easier for people to grasp the concept quickly and act on it. Gladwell's argument has been proven time and again in various industries such as technology, marketing, advertising, and more. Companies like Apple have become hugely successful due to their ability to create products with a clear purpose which can be easily understood by consumers. Similarly, many popular brands have achieved success through creating memorable slogans or taglines which capture their message in just a few words. In conclusion, Gladwell's point about the power of simplicity is one worth considering when developing new ideas or products. Keeping things straightforward will make them easier for people to understand and remember, increasing their chances of success. Main idea number 10. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that emotion is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that ideas and products should evoke strong emotions in order to be successful. According to Gladwell, when an idea or product resonates with people on an emotional level, it has a greater chance of becoming popular and achieving widespread success. Gladwell believes that emotion can be used as a powerful tool for marketing and promotion. He explains how certain ideas have become so popular because they were able to tap into people's emotions in a way that made them feel connected and engaged with the concept. By understanding what makes people tick emotionally, marketers can create campaigns that will resonate more deeply with their target audience. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of storytelling when it comes to conveying emotion. Stories are often more effective than facts at connecting with audiences on an emotional level because they allow us to relate our own experiences and feelings to those being described in the story. Ultimately, Gladwell's argument highlights just how important emotion is when it comes to making something successful. Whether you're trying to promote a new product or spread awareness about an issue, tapping into your audience's emotions is key if you want your message or idea to reach its full potential. Main idea number 11. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that trust is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if they trust the source. According to Gladwell, this is because when we trust someone, we are more likely to believe what they say and take their advice seriously. This means that in order for an idea or product to be successful, it must first gain the trust of its target audience. Gladwell also explains how important it is for companies and organizations to build relationships with their customers based on mutual respect and understanding. By doing so, these entities can create a sense of loyalty among their customers, which will lead them to become advocates for the company's products and services. In addition, by creating strong relationships with customers through trust-building activities such as customer service initiatives and honest communication strategies, companies can ensure that their ideas and products have a better chance at succeeding. Ultimately, Gladwell emphasizes the power of trust in achieving success with any kind of venture. He believes that building trusting relationships between businesses and consumers is key in ensuring long-term success for both parties involved. Main idea number 12. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that the power of authority is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that people are more likely to accept an idea or product if it is endorsed by an authority figure. This could be a celebrity, a respected expert in their field, or even someone with political influence. Gladwell believes that this phenomenon can be seen in many different areas. For example, he cites how certain fashion trends become popular when they are worn by celebrities and other influential figures. Similarly, he notes how products such as Apple's iPod became successful after being endorsed by well-known personalities like Oprah Winfrey. The power of authority also applies to ideas and concepts as well as products. Gladwell points out how Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights movement was able to gain traction due to his status as a leader and public figurehead for the cause. Ultimately, Gladwell's argument highlights the importance of having authoritative figures endorse ideas and products in order for them to succeed. By leveraging their influence and credibility, these individuals can help spread awareness about new concepts and encourage others to adopt them. Main idea number 13. The power of uniqueness is an idea that Malcolm Gladwell explores in his book The Tipping Point. He suggests that ideas and products should be unique in order to be successful, as people are more likely to accept something if it stands out from the crowd. According to Gladwell, this is because uniqueness has a powerful appeal. When something is different from anything else, it can capture our attention and draw us in. Gladwell argues that by making your product or idea stand out from the competition, you can create a tipping point where it becomes popular and widely accepted. He gives examples of how companies have used this concept successfully, such as Apple with their iPod, which was revolutionary at the time due to its sleek design and user-friendly interface. Ultimately, Gladwell believes that being unique is key for success, whether you're selling a product or trying to get people on board with an idea. By creating something different than what already exists, you can make sure your message gets heard above all the noise. Main idea number 14. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that storytelling is a powerful tool for communicating ideas and products. He believes that stories can be used to make an idea or product more memorable and engaging. According to Gladwell, stories are able to capture the attention of people in ways that facts and figures cannot. Furthermore, he suggests that stories can help create an emotional connection between the audience and the message being communicated. Gladwell also explains how storytelling can be used as a persuasive tool. By using vivid imagery, characters, settings, and plotlines within a story, it becomes easier for people to understand complex concepts or ideas. Additionally, by creating suspenseful moments within a story, it helps keep readers engaged with what they're reading while simultaneously making them more likely to remember key points from the narrative. Ultimately, Gladwell emphasizes how important storytelling is when trying to communicate any kind of message effectively. Whether you're trying to sell a product or spread awareness about an issue, telling compelling stories will always be one of the most effective methods for getting your point across. Main idea number 15. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that advertising is an essential component of any successful idea or product. He explains that advertising can be used to spread ideas and products more quickly and effectively than ever before. Advertising allows companies to reach a wider audience, create brand recognition, and build trust with potential customers. Gladwell also suggests that the power of advertising lies in its ability to influence people's behavior. By creating persuasive messages about a product or service, advertisers can encourage people to take action, whether it's buying something or simply learning more about it. This type of persuasion has been proven effective time and again by marketers around the world. Finally, Gladwell emphasizes the importance of understanding how different types of media work together when crafting an effective ad campaign. He believes that combining traditional forms such as television commercials with newer digital platforms like social media can help maximize the impact of an advertisement. Main idea number 16. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that social proof is a powerful tool for influencing people's decisions. He suggests that when an idea or product has been endorsed by others, it becomes more attractive and easier to accept. This phenomenon is known as the power of social proof. Gladwell explains that this concept works because people are naturally inclined to follow the lead of those around them. When they see other people embracing something, they assume it must be good and worth trying out themselves. This can create a snowball effect where one person's endorsement leads to many more. Gladwell also points out that this power of social proof can work in both positive and negative ways. If enough people reject an idea or product, then others will likely follow suit even if there was nothing wrong with it in the first place. Main idea number 17. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that timing is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that ideas and products should be released at the right time in order for them to have a chance of becoming successful. According to Gladwell, this means understanding when an idea or product will be most likely accepted by its target audience. It also involves recognizing what factors can influence people's decisions and how they might respond to certain stimuli. Gladwell believes that timing is key because it allows us to capitalize on opportunities as they arise. By releasing an idea or product at the right moment, we can take advantage of existing trends and create momentum for our own initiatives. This could mean launching a new product during a period of economic growth, introducing an innovative concept while public opinion is shifting in favor of change, or capitalizing on current events with timely marketing campaigns. Ultimately, Gladwell emphasizes the importance of being aware of one's environment and taking advantage of favorable conditions when they present themselves. Timing plays a crucial role in determining whether an idea succeeds or fails, therefore it is important for entrepreneurs and innovators alike to pay attention to their surroundings so that they can make informed decisions about when best to launch their projects. Main idea number 18. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that the environment is a powerful factor in determining the success of any idea or product. He suggests that people's behavior can be influenced by their surroundings and that this should be taken into account when releasing an idea or product. Gladwell believes that certain environments are more conducive to success than others. For example, he cites the example of how Hush Puppies shoes became popular due to being worn by influential figures in New York City's hipster scene. This demonstrates how an environment can have a significant impact on whether something succeeds or fails. Gladwell also emphasizes the importance of understanding your target audience and creating an environment where they feel comfortable engaging with your product. He argues that if you create an atmosphere where people feel safe and accepted, then they will be more likely to embrace your idea or product. Ultimately, Gladwell's point is clear: the power of environment should not be underestimated when it comes to launching a successful idea or product. By taking into account factors such as location, culture, and audience preferences, you can increase your chances of achieving success. Main idea number 19. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that persuasion is essential to the success of any idea or product. He believes that in order for an idea or product to be successful, people must be persuaded to accept it. According to Gladwell, persuasive techniques such as storytelling and creating a sense of urgency can help make an idea or product more appealing and thus more likely to succeed. Gladwell also suggests that understanding how people think and feel about certain topics can help create effective persuasive messages. By understanding what motivates people and why they might reject an idea or product, marketers can craft persuasive messages tailored specifically for their target audience. Finally, Gladwell emphasizes the importance of timing when it comes to persuasion. He argues that if you want your message to have maximum impact, you need to time it correctly so that it reaches its intended audience at the right moment. Main idea number 20. In his book The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell argues that change is essential to the success of any idea or product. He suggests that ideas and products should be constantly evolving in order to remain successful. According to Gladwell, this evolution can come from small changes such as tweaking a design or adjusting a marketing strategy. It can also come from larger shifts such as introducing new technology or changing an entire business model. Gladwell believes that these changes are necessary for businesses and organizations to stay ahead of their competition and keep up with the ever-changing world around them. He emphasizes the importance of being open-minded when it comes to making adjustments and embracing new ideas in order to ensure continued success. By recognizing the power of change, companies can create innovative solutions that will help them stand out from their competitors. Ultimately, Gladwell's message is clear: change is inevitable, but it doesn't have to be feared. Instead, it should be embraced as an opportunity for growth and progress. Companies must recognize the power of change if they want to remain competitive in today's rapidly changing environment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.